This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. From 12:30, there's music through the night with me, John Shea. But now at 11 o'clock, here's Max Reinhardt with Thursday's Late Junction.
Thank you very much, John. Now, I've featured a few tracks this week on Late Junction made by artists from Pernambuco in northeast Brazil way back in the 1970s. All of them intriguing and musically indefinable delights, if you ask me. But just so that you can hear that the independent music scene of Pernambuco is still firing on all cylinders, here's a track from a composer, producer, arranger and musician who's currently going supernova, Kassaba, with a track called Coco Rojung Número 4. Thank you. That was the wiretapper edit, I should say, of Colourfield V500 by Icarus. Now, they do say that there are at least 10 artists with the name Icarus, and there are doubtless thousands called Dave, but that Icarus is the shape-shifting electronica duo Sam Britton and Ollie Bowne. And if you want clouds of subtly shifting microtones, well, they're your boys. Welcome to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. I'm Max Reinhardt, and here's how to get in touch with us. Email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk, text 83111, or tweet at BBC Radio 3 while we're on air. Now, judging from the tweets and texts that have been coming in over this week, the work of composer and multi-instrumentalist Arthur Russell has claimed a place in your hearts. Whether it was early hip-hop, house, minimalism or rock, Russell was non-stop prolific throughout the 70s and the 80s. But he was also notorious for leaving songs unfinished and continually revising his music. He wasn't really interested in a finished product, but much more into exploring myriad ways of working musically. He left behind more than 1,000 tapes when he died in 1992, 40 of them different mixes of one song. Here's tonight's section from Volume 2 of his 48-hour-long epic work, Instrumentals. No, but that was a beautiful way in. So somebody tweeted, you know, if you can go on with Schubert for a week, why can't we have 48 hours of Arthur Russell? Sorry for that slight tangle at the beginning. Yesterday I got confused between selection and seduction. a section from Volume 2 of Arthur Russell's Instrumentals. Arthur wrote that even though he deliberately omitted the drums from Volume 2, he felt that it demonstrates a movement and sequence that hints at the popular radio sound of the future. Now, talking of the popular radio sound of the future, there's a bit of a debate going on because sharp-eared listeners will have noticed that we left the mic open at the beginning of that and you did hear me mumbling away to myself. And Greg Arkadin has texted in, think you should keep your mic open at all times. Truly radical. Nearly recorded you there, not quick enough. Ah, well, did you get that? Talking of which, let me remind you about the Music Walk project that BBC Proms have created this summer as part of the Cage Centenary celebrations. Reflecting Cage's interest in soundscape and image, 10 pieces of music by 10 different composers have been commissioned, inspired by 10 locations close to the Royal Albert Hall. The 10 works are available for download, and if you're in the area, look out for special sounds around, I should say special signs. You'll hear the special sounds if you've got your earphones on, and the signs are around and about the Albert Hall, and they'll provide further information about each composition and site. You can log on to promsmusicwalk.co.uk, that's promsmusicwalk, all one word, .co.uk, for the music downloads, for full details, and for the Music Walk map. So you can listen on your headphones while you do the Music Walk. Here's another musical incarnation of Damon Albarn. It's a band which features him on all manner of old-school analogue synths, plus Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers on bass, while the drums are inhabited by Tony Allom, the man who Brian Eno has dubbed perhaps the greatest drummer who has ever lived. The trio jam with a number of vocalists, rappers and assorted musicians, and then just sent off a bunch of their recordings to their record label and left it to the sleeve designer to give them and the album a name. So, here are Rocket Juice and the Moon, featuring vocals from Fatoumata Diawara and rapping from Manifest. Follow fashion.
The sky's red until the raindrops bled. Now heaven whispers words I never said. Born and bred, I'm Banku and bred. Take a leap of faith and watch my wings spread. Bachelor's pad, empty pizza boxes. Counts my blessings, discounts my losses. Monkey off my back, hold my horses. My heart's rate higher than the rate of divorces. Nauseous by the parking meter. It's out of order, leaving my quarters. Day for young killer, like Gabi villager. Big band, them, they treat me like teenager. They pressure, each out, job by day like police.
wisdom teeth. Bumpa, now I go host. I'll be just Johnny, just come for make dough before me and wifey drop down. But wifey no longer around. So I holler for dollars and pounds. CD Sonaira, Francophone Franks. If money talks, what does it cost to be frank? I didn't need speak, but my tank make empty. I didn't need vision, Mr. 2020. Charlie problems, child talk plenty, plenty. My mommy say make I pray, just maybe. But lately I just chuck, I'm cool. My kitty they grow, it ain't yak and boo. My ego bruised, but refuse to lose. My alarm too loud, so I hit the snooze. Case of the blues, and it's not even Monday. It's high stakes, the heartbreak is foreplay. Need for four, not snowflakes and cornflakes. These are the breaks, a cook trying to walk straight. Now everybody want logo, logo line. Papa Dogo, Edie, Coco Man of all kind. Chingalinga, buff, two women with behind. Cancerous time, but it might be benign. Logo, legga, Charlie, no be crying. See, I'm feely, feely, even if you blind. No, leave, leave, no, lava, lava, mine. Now everybody want logo, logo line. Papa Dogo, Edie, Coco Man of all kind. Chingalinga, buff, two women with behind. Cancerous time, but it might be benign.
Thank you.
the Saraband from Bach's Partita in A Minor, BWV 1013. Originally written for transverse flute and played there on the oboe by Céline Moynet. The Olympics are very nearly upon us, as if you didn't know, and the very thought tempted me towards this work for piano by Sarti, Sport et Divertissement. 20 short pieces depicting everything from yachting to tennis, though beach volleyball was not on the agenda in 1914 when he wrote it. At the piano, Joanna McGregor.
Thank you.
Sport et Divertissement, performed by Joanna McGregor and composed by Eric Satie, who was known as This Velvet Gentleman in lieu of his rather restricted wardrobe, which consisted apparently of a dozen identical grey or beige velvet or corduroy suits. Satie was commissioned by a publisher to write the work as a musical illustration of drawings by Charles Martin depicting various sports and entertainments. As he clearly explained in the preface to the deluxe coffee book, or coffee table book, I should say, it worked like this. The design part is represented by lines, lines of fancy. The musical part is represented by dots, black dots. So that's clear. What's also clear is Stephen Bailey likes his Lake Junction. He says for anyone seeking relief from question time or just a bit of something beautiful at bed, Lake Junction, that's the answer. And if you have something to tweet us, then you can find us, or we can find your message at BBC Radio 3. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3. Now, Mexican Baroque pieces always sound fascinatingly modern, even though they date from as early as the 17th century. Here's a guaracha by Juan García de Céspedes, performed by the Harp Consort, directed by Andrew Lawrence King. Listen out for the funky sackbut. Convidando esta la noche, this inviting night, or maybe a sort of lyrical forerunner of some enchanted evening.
Sans soutirer, mais bon Dieu, bini pas qu'arrêter bien loin. Il toujours tout prêt, m'lam comme ça, m'lam. Sans qu'à chercher, y a ou que tout veille. Gouvernement qu'a pigé les petits, il qu'a protégé les plus gros. Ça qui prend prier, ça qui prie prend. Piti la jolie, puis les gros de wow, oui. Ou crier égalité.
Égalité à des vitesses.
Bah, nous, Dikota.
Égalité à des vitesses.
Et yo c'est les maman. Les yo ka pran pouvoir. Oui, yo c'est les papa. Et c'est ça la cour des grands. Oui, yo bon mouton maman. Tout en pas beauté bayola. Oui, yo bon mouton papa. Respecter la loi, préférer la soif mon pito, au lieu ni l'argent facile, c'est ça ou fait,
mais c'est ça ou okay, gué ouais.
Corruption,
c'est tout partout y est,
Tipoula,
télé sur Ticana,
Babillé,
c'est l'équimonnaie,
dix sociétés toujours contrôlées, mais les plus gros qu'a passé pas mal, ou qu'a essayé de briller comme. Gade manye ou ka galere. Tant you tire frein pour mettre et wow. C'est plus red la vie à ka vini.
C'est plus que truc de gueule.
Et ou ka balle de guilty à main. Prends cette famille qui toujours mange, oui. You crie égalité.
Égalité à des vitesses.
Ou compétent ou ouais, sous la touche ou.
Égalité à des vitesses.
Et yo c'est l'air à maman. Oui, yo scélera papa. Qui espoir pour la jeunesse? Oui, yo aïe rabla. Mais yo aime pétrolia. Oui, yo comme mouton papa.
Ou te be yo café.
C'est colbo ou navi crié ou. Si ou pas ka sape kon yo. Le ou kale pour jeje travail. Café mais là,
pas sous noué.
Si travail des frappes,
pas sous noué.
Mais pas trouver en caille,
pas sous noué.
Yo comprend nous couillons,
pas sous noué.
Ou pas moun passe yo. La poca rip, aïe mi negra. C'est pas un tableau, ou ni en pour se faire. Mais non, on va monter à caforcer yo. Negrita, que bueno. Pas changer l'identité yo. Nous a pensé entièrement à part. Entièrement à part.
Wow, yeah,
est-ce que vous êtes en métier? Qui peut mailler? Et puis en nègre, si on joue sa rive, y'a que des héritiers la même.
Wow, yeah,
il n'y a pas de nègre, c'est nègre, y'a les baïs, y'a m'en dire. Est-ce que l'amour ni en couleur, mon maïla? Les pêcheurs ne sont pas à leur aise. L'apocalypse, la vie est un chemin rempli de ça qu'on s'en doute. Mais l'amour éclaire la route comme le soleil sur la mer. Oui, y'a crié égalité.
Égalité à des vitesses.
Faut que nous montrions nous. Don't let
grand trela.
Égalité à des vitesses.
Égalité, 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 maman.
Égalité à des vitesses.
Fais-moi comprendre, fais-moi comprendre.
Égalité à des vitesses.
Moi, puis comprendre, m'en vais comprendre ça.
Égalité à des vitesses.
Like they say, égalité à des vitesses by Dédé Sampri. Dédé is a flutist, drummer and singer from Martinique, a specialist in the local music, Chevalbois. But as his long career has developed, his musical style and immense knowledge has expanded across the African roots music of the French Antilles, to include Zouk from Guadeloupe and Compas and Rara from Haiti. This is my last opportunity this week to remind you about our live Lake Junction broadcast from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe this August. You can join our audience on Tuesday the 21st and Thursday the 23rd of August, when Verity Sharp will be introducing artists from both the main festival and the Fringe in two live Lake Junction broadcasts from the BBC's own venue at Potterrow. Tickets are free, and all you need to do is go to bbc.co.uk/tickets, click on radio shows and apply there. If you don't have internet access, why, call the BBC Studio Audience line on 0370 901 1227. That's 0370 901 1227. Broadcasts, of course, start at 11 o'clock and end at 12:30. Now, talking of Scotland, Seamus Fogarty has played with Scottish luminaries such as John Martin and King Creosote, even though he comes from the west of Ireland. In fact, keeping it pan-Celtic, you can catch him live at the Green Man Festival, Glanusk Park in Wales, on the 17th of August. This is Apple Trees from his debut soul-stirring solo album, God Damn You Mountain.
Thank you.
Sergei Prokofiev, Les Champs des Morts, The Field of the Dead. That was a transcription for voices by Frank Kravchuk, performed by Accentus, directed by Laurence Ekilbi. The music started its life as the score to Eisenstein's film Alexander Nevsky, the story of a 13th century warrior who defended Novgorod from Teutonic knights. That piece, Field of the Dead, underscores the final scene of the film when the battle is over and a young girl seeks her beloved among the bodies of the dead. Ah. If you'd like full details of all the music I'm playing tonight, go to our Late Junction page via the BBC Radio 3 web pages, and there you can get to see our playlists or even listen again to this programme any time at all over the next 7 days, even the bits where we left the mic open. And you can get in touch on email, late.junction@bbc.co.uk, text 83111, or tweet us at BBC Radio 3. I recently received a newly compiled Rassan Roland Kirk anthology, and it turned my attention to his Prepare Thyself to Die with a Miracle album, recorded in 1973. Esteemed music writer Tom Jurek notes, this is yet another criminally underappreciated Rassan Roland Kirk recording from the last phase of a remarkable career, perhaps Kirk's most experimental recording. From it, this suite, Seasons, One Mind Winter, Ninth Ghost. Thank you. Seasons, One Mine Winter, Ninth Ghost by Rahsaan Roland Kirk, who as usual was every inch the multi-instrumentalist on that track. You heard him play tenor and E-flat saxophones, clarinet, flute, nose flute and pipes, sometimes doubtless two at a time. Time for some blues. Babyface Leroy Foster was known for his drinking, singing and clowning in the blues clubs of Chicago in the 50s. Here he is drumming and singing, with Little Walter on harmonica and Muddy Waters moonlighting on guitar. Rolling and Tumbling, Part 2.
Kele benani kongo jugudi, badunu
Blues Return to Africa. Congo Magni by Malian bluesman Boubacar Traore. He's playing at Ronnie Scott's in London next week on the 10th and 11th of July, and you can also catch him at WOMAD, which is of course taking place at Charlton Park, Friday the 27th to Sunday the 29th of July. And listen out for the broadcasts on Radio 3 throughout the weekend. And that brings Lake Junction to an end for tonight, and indeed for this week. Fiona Talkington will be with you next week, and I'll be back the following week with the programmes we record at the Latitude Festival next weekend. That's the 13th to the 15th of July. Are you with me so far? I'm Max Reinhardt. Thanks very much to my producer, Georgia. And also, I'll leave you tonight. Oh, actually, and all the other producers, Peter Meanwell, Felix Carey, and Georgia Mann-Smith. Is that right? Yes, good. And I'll leave you tonight with a track from the astonishing Sam Lee, who'll be playing on our stage at Latitude, Wildwood Amber. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Oh, the first time we met was in the wild wood. The pink sand wild roses all around us they stood. And you pulled off your apron, sheltered me from all wind. Lovely Johnny, your lovely Johnny, what has altered your mind? And all the colour of amber is my love's hair, and his two blue eyes, they enticed me, and his ruby lips, they being soft and fine, for many's the time they were pressed to mine. Oh, I'll go a-fishing in yonder's brook, and I'll catch my love with a line and a hook. And if he loves me as I love him, no man
I'm John Shea, and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. The Polish town of Paradis hosts a festival called, guess what, Music in Paradise, and we're going to hear performances now from summer 2011 by the group Les Ambassadeurs. Before nationalism reared its head in the 19th century, 18th century German musicians combined the best of Italian and French influences in a kind of musical fusion cuisine. Telemann, in particular, was praised as being more French than the French in his orchestral suites. He's thought to have written more than 1,000 of them. This one he wrote for Ludwig VIII, Landgrave of Darmstadt. He was a keen huntsman, hence the music's subtitle La Chasse. Thank you. Telemann wrote most of his orchestral suites for the Darmstadt Court Orchestra, one of the best of its day, and that was his suite in F, La Chasse. The last movement is called Le Plaisir, referring to the particular pleasure that the Landgrave of Darmstadt took in hunting. Telemann's contemporary Johann Friedrich Fasch also wrote for the Darmstadt court musicians, although he wasn't formally employed there. Here's his quartet for horn, oboe d'amore, violin and continuo.
Thank you.
Quartet in F for horn, oboe d'amore, violin and continuo by Fasch, played by Les Ambassadeurs. Next, we'll hear them in one of a set of sonatas that the 8-year-old Mozart wrote in 1764 during his extended stay in London as part of his tour of Europe with his father and sister. The sonatas were dedicated, at her own request, to Queen Charlotte, although Leopold still grumbled about the cost of having them engraved and printed.